Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. We're joined by Jonathan Owen, CEO of Metals One. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thanks, Phil. Good to be with you guys again.
Absolutely. So we saw the news today that Metals One has awarded Wardell Armstrong International a contract for a preliminary economic assessment, PEA, for its Finland Black Sheath project. WAI will start immediately, aiming to complete by November 2024. The PEA will evaluate the economic viability of the Black Sheath project based on R1 and P5 resources and establish an economic concept, including mining schemes, technical parameters, and cost estimates. This PEA is crucial for Metals One's application for strategic project status under the EU Critical Raw Materials Act. Jonathan, you highlighted WAI's relevant experience with the Talvivaara project and the PEA's role in advancing the project toward commercial production and securing development funding. Sounds like a great starting point for the project, Jonathan.
No, it is. And you know, just over 12 months since listing, we've doubled the resource base, and that has allowed us to very quickly move into the next stage, which is the economic assessment. So this is a major milestone for the company. And as you mentioned, it potentially unlocks non-dilutive EU grants and the strategic project status that comes with the EU Critical Raw Materials Act. So it's a hugely important step for us. And you know, as you mentioned, we're aiming to get this completed by November, so it's quite a quick turnaround, and so you'll see plenty of news flow over the next couple of months as this develops.
Very good, Jonathan. I mean, from the point of view of people looking at Metals One, why would they look at you now and think this is worth investing in?
Yeah, no, it's a fair question. In terms of the development of the company, you could look at us as an exploration play a few months ago. We've definitely drawn a line of that and moved into the development phase, which is, you know, for investors, for existing shareholders like ourselves, bear in mind the board, you know, hold over 10% of the company. You know, this significantly de-risks the opportunity here as we move into this phase. What the PEA will give us is the project economics. It'll give us an estimate of the internal rate of return, the CapEx required to build the mining operations, and the NPV. And with those in hand, you can very easily, very quickly then attribute an enterprise value to the company, which you can't do for an exploration company. It's they tend to be highly speculative. So yeah, it's de-risking, putting a big dollar value on the company and paving the way for the future in terms of next steps, getting into through the stage gates to development, unlocking non-dilutive funding as well. That's one of the primary objectives of this exercise as well. So where we are at the moment in terms of share price, we're pretty low. I mean, hugely undervalued, and that's on the back of low volumes, very low volumes. Yeah. So yeah, we're looking to get more eyes on us with this news and get people to join us on the journey.
Yeah, I mean, at a market cap of sort of somewhere in the region of £2.5 million, for the potential size of this, it seems, I mean, we had this conversation the last time, I think, the podcast, and there were some other companies in similar situations, and their valuations were 10, 20, 30 times what your current valuation is.
Yeah.
So is that the market? Is that because they're on a different market? Is that because they're in a different jurisdiction? But at the same time, your jurisdiction is seen as a very positive one, I would imagine.
Yeah, in terms of jurisdiction, mining jurisdictions, investment jurisdictions, Finland is a regularly voted one of the most attractive investment jurisdictions for mining projects. And that's thanks to it's a stable European country. They've got stable mining legislation, low costs in terms of royalties, etc. Plus, then you also have, you know, strong workforce, local service providers that know mining. It is a mining area. In terms of like the your point about the markets, I would speculate that, you know, the TSX, the Toronto Stock Exchange, where a lot of our peers sit, may offer more liquidity to those plays. But also, these peers have been doing this now for quite a while, so they've established a following, you know, long term holders, and brand awareness. Basically, we're 12 months in, so it's coming, and we just need to accelerate that. That's the aim of the game.
Yeah, and as you said, there's going to be quite a bit of news over the next few weeks and months. So yeah,
Yeah, and not just on this project, Kevin. So we're also in Norway on a project. Our JV partner, King's Rose, has appointed the drill contractor, so we're expecting them to commence drilling shortly. And that's another very exciting opportunity as well to develop, potentially develop the next Voisey's Bay world-class mining operation. So yeah, watch out for that as well.
Okay, we certainly shall, and we look forward. I mean, I look at your projects and your current market cap. It doesn't make a lot of sense, to be honest. So, I know, and I will point it out now, that Charles Archer wrote a short article on you guys as well on Metals One recently. So I will put a link in the description to that so that people can see it in writing as well, what the situation is going forward, and take it from there.
No, you're right. So Charles wrote a very fair, balanced view on the company and on our investment proposition. I should also add that we've appointed Edison Group to provide the analyst coverage for us going forward. So we're expecting a long form report from them early mid September, which they'll update then on the back of the PEA, back of the preliminary economic assessment.
Good. Let's see how this all takes us.
Yeah, on that note, we'll say Jonathan Owen, CEO of Metals One. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you both.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.